net.
Thank you.
Whoa! Look at this woman, she's got no eyeballs.
Is she looking straight forward?
Nicholas.
It is.
It's Nicholas.
Honky tonk sing along party.
So if I ever had a son, I'd want to call him Honky Tonk.
Or Tonky Honk.
You're listening to Time Travel Musical Bazaar on WFMU. And this morning, we had a bit of a disaster in the time machine. The window was left open overnight, and I decline to take responsibility for the open window because I was out of the time machine when the window was left open, and yeah, the mixer in the time machine was washed quite thoroughly. It's currently drying by a radiator. So this week we recorded the Time Travel Musical Bazaar with a microphone and the records going to the different sides of the speakers. And then with a Danset record player. And just a mic stuck in front of them all.
And it sounds mighty fine, doesn't it?
It does sound mighty fine. Nicholas and his no eyes friend sounded fantastic.
Good, playing Tonky Honk.
And this week was also volume 2 of Norman's Attic. If I remember correctly.
Quite a chilled out mix this week.
It was.
Quite mellow.
It was the Time Travel Musical Bazaar coffee table mix for the busy businessman sitting at home with his cappuccino, or maybe his mocha, maybe with a touch of liqueur, relaxing after that busy day in the office mix.
Certainly was.
So loosen up your tie, and we will tell you what you heard. The Snow Goose.
Good record.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Some of it's quite wa-ba-ba,
wa-ba-da-be. Yeah, do that again.
Wa-ba-ba, do-ba-da-be. This is Jeff, the Jeff Love Singers. This was this one with What'll I Do? But I think it's a different record by the Jeff Love Singers inside it. So, anyway, it was a record by the Jeff Love Singers, but in a different Jeff Love Singers sleeve. So someone in close vicinity of Norman did it on 2 Jeff Love Singers records. Very bendy Dvorak Symphony No. 9. Not that Dvorak was bendy, the record was bendy. Dvorak was fairly flexible, I've heard, but you wouldn't say bendy.
The very best of Don Williams.
Fantastic.
What a voice.
Oh, yes. And we heard the dazzling guitar sound of Mr. Would you care to read out his name?
Pepe Romero.
Britain's Choice. Including Jaunting Car, Dr. Finlay's Casebook, and oh no, The Ring of Kerry Sweet.
The Kerry Sweet now. The Music Masters, great performances of favourites from the classics.
From the classics? Yeah, the classics. Yeah, boys.
We heard Memories Are Made of This, 20 Golden Hits of the 50s.
This was a very good record. Some amazing sounds on that.
Yeah. Jean Christian Michel.
Is he the trumpet player?
I think he has it's not, it's a good record, but it just makes me laugh to say it. Electronic saxophones.
Really?
But it's a good record. Rimsky-Korsakov, Scheherazade.
The Jeff Love Singers.
Yeah, that's the one that was inside. It was your favourite love theme. Was it your favourite love theme?
Certainly was.
Mine too. What'll I do when you... Rick Wakeman. The Six Wives of Henry VIII.
Did we listen to that?
Yeah, yeah, right near the end.
Look at all those keyboards.
He looks sort of like a sort of a pubescent shop assistant.
He does.
Or something, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the kind that really resents you buying eggs or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't really want to wanna give you the eggs.
I like his Moog.
Yeah. I quite like his trainers.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looking pretty hip on that.
He is.
Yeah.
King Henry VIII doesn't seem
amused at all.
No. Fish face.
Pissed off.
King Fish face.
Basically.
Well, I don't know what we're doing this week. We may have a break from the Norman's Attic pile.
Yeah,
but, and do something
delve
else.
Into the big pile.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So next week,
maybe
Joe
go hunting this week.
Yeah, we should
go hunting.
Yeah,
because I did find that vinyl shop.
Yes, excellent.
Let's go there.
Let's go there and look through the cheap racks.
Yes. Let's see what's there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Charge up the time machine, and we'll go there. Yes. Goodbye. This is WFMU.
Goodbye.